Snack Bar Games Podcast.
Welcome to Snack Bar Games Podcast, episode 230. I'm Graham, and this week I'm here with Sean, Jeff, Chris, and Chris. Hey guys, E3 time.
Just E3.
Woohoo.
It's over.
There was no woohoo this year.
No, there was not. There was no woohoo this year.
None.
I heard people say this is,
not
this
even
is like an E3 that nobody wanted to throw.
Yeah. But then also, there's literally no Woohoo, like Woohoo Island. There wasn't any.
No, well, honestly.
The first time in what, 5 years?
Yeah, because at least last year we had
Ubisoft has the biggest surprise. You know, it's been a pretty anticlimactic E3.
Yeah, well, I don't know about biggest surprise.
Yeah.
Okay, I just lost the call. Are you guys there? Hello? Hello?
Did we lose Graham?
I lost everyone. Are you here now?
We're here.
Yeah, okay. We've been talking the whole time. Where were you?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the recording's over here with me. All right.
That's okay. We didn't really talk.
No, we just
kind of got quiet.
So overwhelmed by the E3 content
that we were completely speechless.
Yes.
Let's get right to it. I have to actually get something I can edit. All right, well, let's get right to it. Sean, where should we start? Let's go system by system and talk about what we talk about. Where should we start?
Well, then let's go with the consensus worst show, which would be Microsoft, I believe.
Okay. So the Xbox 360. Yeah, I don't think this conversation is going to be very long.
No.
We
have Halo.
They have Halo.
Okay, that's a great,
good conversation. now, I mean, here's the thing with Microsoft. Generally, and this has been a few years now, they don't do games at E3 anymore, you know? And also, they don't do a lot of first-party development. So, you know, if you own a 360, there's some good games coming out. They're generally multi-platform. But as far as, you know, exclusives, you have Halo 4 and Fable the Journey.
And Smart Glass.
Yes.
And
it's not a game per se.
And Forza Paradise. I mean, Forza Horizon.
Yes. It feels like it, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it does feel like they're trying to, let's take Forza, but then let's make Burnout Paradise with it. Exploring the world of Colorado. Sorry, did anybody else see that live demo that they had of the game where you get to explore the world of Colorado? Like, I'm pretty sure Colorado's a state. It's not a world. It's kind of it's an area. Anyway, but yeah. So, is there anything anybody was impressed by or has any opinions of in the Microsoft camp, any 360 games? Really 360. We'll talk about multi-platform stuff later.
I was gonna say exclusive,
but,
no.
But yeah,
just Halo 4 looked nice.
It did look nice, right? So it had some interesting things, right? So they've introduced some potential new bad guys in this one, and some of the game mechanics look kind of cool. That being said, we're kind of used to the same thing, rinse and repeat for multiple games here, so they've got to do something drastic to get me to pick this one up.
Yeah, I know some people I heard were very excited about the possibility of it kind of being like a spiritual successor to System Shock, at least in themes. But, I mean, I don't know how much you could actually get from the trailer and how much will actually be in the game and not just, oh, look, hey, shoot some guys. Hey, shoot these guys now. Also shoot these guys. That seems to be the Master Chief way.
Yes.
Yeah. You want to go back to talking about
Forza? I'll buy it.
I'm okay with
No. The only surprise I got from the Microsoft conference is that Smart Glass will work on non-Microsoft hardware.
Well, one of the devices can be non-Microsoft hardware.
Well, the, like
you're going to need Microsoft hardware to use it.
Yeah, but you can use like an iPad with your 360.
Yeah, I bet they're going to roll it out first on Microsoft stuff and then get the early adopters to go buy stuff, because they will. You know, there were a couple things there that are interesting that you know, I'm looking forward to. Even though I know nothing about it, Twisted Pixel is making Loco Cycle, which seems to be a game about a motorcycle thing that is from Twisted Pixel, so it'll probably be pretty good.
Yeah, I kind of expect a lot of companies to just mirror what the Wii U does.
Yeah, I hope not.
Touchpad.
I hope they get more creative than that.
Which is fine, but what is the Wii U really doing?
And with that, let's talk about the Wii U. What is the Wii U really doing, Chris?
We don't
know. No, we have two Chrises. I mean,
which Chris?
I'm never going to figure out a solution to that. Go ahead.
All right. I like what they're trying to do, what the opportunities and the potential, like everything they put out since the DS has been just this filled with potential, and almost always takes like a full year for them to get their heads actually using it as something like Ubisoft's Zombie U looked like a good use of whatever extra neat thing you need that screen to do. And some of the Nintendo Land games look like they were using it for something fairly different. But other than that, I just didn't see it.
Yeah, I am excited about a lot. I mean, I was not necessarily impressed by what they said about the Wii U, but going back title by title, I kind of want to play most of those games. You know, like Pikmin 3, maybe, yeah. New Super Mario Brothers U, I played the hell out of New Super Mario Brothers Wii, so yep.
Well, this is not the E3 for you if you were in any way not a Mario fan like I am.
Yeah,
this is like Mario and spinoffs of Mario and Luigi and this and that and
yeah.
Well, what do you get from me?
A lot of core rehashing.
Project Pretty 100.
I did love the hell out of Project P100, and I joined the conspiracy theorists that it was not shown at the press conference because it looked too much like Pikmin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That game looks awesome, and it is one of the few things I'm legitimately excited about following what I saw from E3 this year.
I would also venture to say that that's going to be those launch window titles that's probably like February, March of next year.
Right.
And so they were like, you know, we don't really need to push this one right now. But also, like, Game & Wario looks all right. I don't know. I like the WarioWare games. I don't think it's going to be as good as one of those because it's not crazy, but as a lot of people pointed out, doing 5-second games that involve the gimmick of looking at two different screens would probably make you have a seizure.
Yeah.
I'll say my biggest concern with the way they're approaching this whole thing is, so I'm watching the trailer for Pikmin 3, right?
Yeah.
And you've got four distinct groups of characters that you can control with two screens. That just reeks of overcomplication and just no longer being fun and just being just an absolute micromanagement nightmare. That's mm-hmm. just the vibe that it gives me.
Yeah, well, I mean, it generally just seems like you probably switch between them. But, I mean, I don't know. It got a little bit of Lost Vikings out of that, but I don't know. We'll see how it's implemented.
Oh, go ahead. I'd like to see how much I can turn Pikmin 3 into a standard RTS using the gamepad.
Yeah.
Because that is something that would interest me more than standard Pikmin gameplay.
I could be on board with that. That could be neat.
Yeah. All right. I have a question for those of you who are not Nintendo exclusive like I am in your console purchases.
Okay.
How excited should I be to be getting 8-month-old and year-old ports of things like Mass Effect 3, Batman Arkham City?
Well, here's the thing. You specifically should be pretty excited.
Extremely.
Because those are good games. I'm not excited to see those again. I'm kind of weirded out by the fact that we're going to have Mass Effect 3 in a system without 2.
Right, that's what I was specifically wondering. Like, if you don't have the two previous Mass Effects to build your character up, is 3 any good on its own?
It's good on its own, but it's not as good.
It's not as good. I think you'd be really interested in all those story aspects. Maybe not of 1, but if at least they have... I don't know if they can also put 2 on the system for you, but I don't know.
There is one thing I would like to plead with all these developers who see the Wii U as an equivalent to the current generation HD consoles that they can port their crap over to.
Yes.
Number one, if you're going to port it, just port it. Don't ham-hand some gamepad support onto it like some of what I saw from Arkham City, frankly.
Oh, right. But now they're wearing armor.
I think it's got its own... right. And you can tilt the Batarang controls. But the Wii U has an Xbox equivalent pad that doesn't have that silly screen. Well, the screen isn't silly, but it has a screen in the middle. You can just use that if you're going to port your stuff over. Don't go out of the way to add like any Wii port had we need the motion control. No, you don't.
But you know what? I am okay with if you want to just straight up put the pause menu on the second screen so you don't have to pause the game to access stuff. Okay, fine. But don't try motion control. It's not designed for it. You know, oh, look, we're going to have a remote control Batarang. What?
One thing I was kind of interested in, they didn't show it at all during Nintendo or Ubisoft's conferences.
Yes.
But Zombie U,
yes.
Well, they showed parts of it, but they didn't show the actual interesting parts of it, which is weird to me.
Talk to non-specific action figure while you can't beat the zombie boss.
No, they showed that before.
Find a different company for those promos. That and the family exploring the Wii U pad. That was the most annoying 5 people I've ever met in my life.
Yes, they were very annoying. and
Grandma
it looks
on the
like
on the balance board. No.
Zombie U might actually be more of a survival horror game than Resident Evil is.
Yeah, I've heard you only get the one shot at it. Like you have a guy and you go through until he buys it and it tells you how long you survived, and then you start with somebody new. And if you want all the power ups you had as that guy, you have to find that zombie, the guy he became, and kill him.
Yes, and you also be able to fight your friend's zombies as well.
Right. That's an interesting concept.
It is.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan of zombie games, so it's not making my list for when we put that up.
Yeah,
it looks good, though. I'm not gonna fault anybody who's jazzed for that, but it's not me. I like Lego City Undercover. That's because the Lego games are almost faultless, even if they're a little repetitive.
Yeah, and it's nice to see them do something with that style, but a different genre.
And not borrowing someone else's license to do it. It's basically their own stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we have all these city things that don't actually be fair. Let's make a crime story out of it. Sold!
I'm sold on that as well. It looked great.
Yeah, and Nintendo is publishing, which doesn't... I mean, that generally doesn't matter so much with any other company, but I feel like when you get your game published by Nintendo, you know it's generally going to sell a lot better than it would normally, so that they tend to put a little more polish and effort into it. At least I noticed that with, when Nintendo started publishing the Dragon Quest games, or even Samurai Warriors 3 was not great, but they added some things that it was a little better than other Samurai Warriors games a little bit. A little more polished, slightly. Now I'm kind of reaching for straws there. That's kind of an exception. But still.
We had another Scribblenauts, which looks like it may be going a little too far into the detailed end of things. But if you're into that, seems like it.
They included a scripting language if you want to.
Right, make your own stuff.
The behavior of it. And I've heard the 3DS version, it doesn't have any of that, so it's just going to be, horrible. But the Wii version looks appealing, I'll say that. That and Rayman Legends.
Rayman Legends looks great.
The one thing I'm most excited about for the Wii U that I wasn't really expecting until now is embracing 5-player. That's a whole one more player.
If they're just a bug on the screen dropping platforms for you.
Man, whatever. I get another person playing the game.
I'm fairly sure he played Mario Galaxy 2-player with the little star dude stuff.
I did. Well, I played Mario Galaxy 2 2-player. And we reviewed it that way, actually. But No, I mean, I'm just that, like, I enjoy, like, the multiplayer experience is great. And, like, having one more person, I don't care if they're not doing the exact same thing. I mean, admittedly, I like it a little better when they're actually, like, a fully fledged character. And it seems like maybe that may be more the case in Rayman than it will be in Mario, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's definitely. Mario's just making blocks.
Yeah.
From what I saw.
But I loved the demo part of Rayman Legends where they're like showing it. Basically, it was just like a rhythm game on the
right. That the whole stage just that they jam out at the end. Yeah, that was neat to watch. I actually did watch the Ubisoft press conference because I was bored and it was on. So and it was home. Man. I mean, I'm not usually home during the week.
Can we talk about that next? The awkwardness.
There's one more thing I wanted to hit on Nintendo real quick, and that is where they announced that it can support two gamepads in the same game.
Yeah.
But nothing showed that because it's clearly something that they didn't tell anybody until now.
Yeah.
But and I've heard the frame rate takes a huge hit, but drops it down to 30.
The frame rate is 30. It's
running three screens.
Right. It just alternates sending the frames to the two gamepads, which is fine with me. Look, if you're looking for 60 frames a second while running two gamepads and your TV, like what? I don't understand. Like, nothing that is being shown on your controller needs to have that smooth an animation. Like, it just doesn't. Right. Like, if you're doing a racing game on the screen or something, like, whatever. But, like,
or like deal with it. It's likely to be used for some sort of Pokemon thing where you get their moves on your private screen and then the 3D crap is going on the screen, the 3D nonsense they keep shoving down
Please
our throats.
Do that. Please do that. Please have a local, like, you know what? Even, like, Retro needs to be working on that. A console Pokemon that has you can battle with a friend and you have all your moves. Yep. Okay.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
I'm sold.
Yep.
I'll buy a Wii U then.
I'll buy a Wii U the first day no matter what, but okay.
See, but the problem with that theory is we keep having that promise. Every time they issue a new stadium, like you can connect with the GBA, connect with probably the DS. I'm sure that works with Battle Revolution. I think I've done it once.
Yep.
But it never pans out the way it needs to.
Yeah.
But maybe having it as an integrated thing with its own system could get there.
Maybe. We'll
it's going to happen. You know what's all going to happen. Just a question of how well they execute it.
Yeah. But, I am looking forward to that kind of thing. And before we move on, I guess, from Nintendo, we can talk a little bit about the 3DS. And that they didn't really talk much about the 3DS this year.
For Mario.
Mario game. Great. What we wanted was a game with Mario where he loves coins, because Nintendo Mario doesn't have another character who loves coins.
Of course, we did get Paper Mario, which I'm sure you're jazzed about. It's still not enough for me to pick up the system.
Yeah,
I am surprised that the new Super Mario Bros. 2 is not new Super Wario of some kind.
Yeah, right. The thing about the new Super Mario Bros. 2, as much as it should be a Wario game, I think like the few times that they've failed to adequately sell a platformer, they've been Wario games.
Like Shake It.
Like Shake It and Wario World before that. So, I mean, maybe they just aren't going to do that. It'll probably be fine. Maybe.
As far as the 3DS is concerned, I was more concerned about the lack of something. Like, there was no mention of the Animal Crossing after they've featured it pretty heavily in the last year or so.
Yeah.
And then just nothing.
Yeah.
I wonder how far back that got pushed.
And then, Fire Emblem only got announced after Reggie accidentally told Kotaku about it.
Yep.
But I really am glad that we're finally getting Paper Mario after, like, a few years of them showing the same thing over and over again. But I have to say, the news that there aren't companion characters in this game, that's disheartening.
It is.
Part of the best thing about Paper Mario games is having the companion characters. I'm okay if they get rid of the grinding and just have that be find power-up items. I'm not bothered by that. But my favorite moment of the original Paper Mario was having Cooper follow me around and hitting people with shells and stuff. I don't know. That was the endearing part of that game, and I hate that it's not there anymore.
Nothing they showed is still a system seller for me. I'll just continue to sit on the sidelines.
Okay. Yeah, they even gave my wife her favorite color of DS with the release of the Mario Tennis. They gave her the purple one, and she still Give me a reason to actually buy my favorite color of 3DS.
Which I believe Animal Crossing would be that reason, yes.
That would have been. And Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance may be there too. And I guess I got a passing mention somewhere today, the last week. Yeah. But
I mean, Square Enix talked about it a lot. During the 3DS showcase, they showed the trailer they already showed, which was a great use of everyone's time.
It seems like the biggest thing they focused on in the 3DS section was the new Epic Mickey for 3DS and the new Castlevania.
So Castlevania looked pretty sweet, right? I haven't played a Castlevania game in the last couple of years, but kind of conjured up some old school memories for me.
Yeah, weird thing is it's kind of a 2.5D game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's based on Lords of Shadow, the PS3 and 360 game, which was kind of like the first really successful 3D Castlevania game. They had some attempts in the PS2 era.
We will not speak about those games.
We will not. the thing is, lately they've like the best games they've been making were these DS and GBA games before that, and those were like wonderful Metroidvania style, you know, interesting inventory systems, cool weapons and things like that. But this, I don't know if I like the 2.5D thing with it.
I didn't even look, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I stopped paying attention because I don't play Castlevanias.
Right. I mean, I played... The last one I played, I think, was Circle of the Moon. And that's because there was nothing else with GBA at the time.
Yeah, but I mean, I wish Andrew were here this week. But, there are some really good, GBA and, again, DS games. But the one I'm really excited about is Power of Illusion, because it's simultaneously a sequel to Epic Mickey and a sequel to Castle of Illusion. Which is great. It may not be like the best game ever, but you just look back and like it was one of the best platformers of the 16-bit era, and the other ones are, you know, Mario and Yoshi games basically. It's kind of interesting that, you know, back then you really could have like Mickey, I was just really disheartened by the first Epic Mickey that I am kind of soured on the world as a whole.
But yeah. This one's being made by the people that did Monster Tale.
Yes, Dream Rift. I am excited about that. But yeah, hey, do we want to talk about the Ubisoft conference? But are we going to do it anyway? Maybe.
There's only one thing to talk about.
Can I be the annoying guy that stands in the background and just yells things and interrupts people?
Sure.
Oh, you mean the... Yeah.
Toby? You mean Toby?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aisha tried. Taylor tried to make that entertaining, but she...
She had some jokes that missed the mark a little bit.
Yeah.
Her delivery was a little strange on a couple things.
So scripted.
Yeah. But, you know, Ubisoft events always pretty bad.
Yeah, well, she made me glad my parents weren't listening. Also,
yeah, but I don't think that would have been the problem. I think the Far Cry clip would have probably been a little strange.
Yeah,
to be around your parents while it's on.
Those facts.
Oh yeah, that would have been an issue too. Luckily, they wouldn't have seen it though. They would have just heard it, and they would have heard her.
This is true. All right, so let's talk about games, shall we? Games. Games are good.
Assassin's Creed 3 looks much better than I expected.
Yep, sure.
What's the current date for that? Early 2003? 2013? Early 2000. I know they're back in time, but I
No, I believe it is a holiday game.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
maybe 2013. Probably. Maybe early 2013 was for the Wii U port. Oh.
Maybe. Yeah, that sounds about right. But yeah, I know they were, you know, they're already doing big pre-sale shenanigans for that game with steelbooks without games in them. Weird. I don't know if I like that trend. Like, you can buy a game in a steelbook. That's sure. I can kind of understand that. You can buy a steelbook and then 10 months later you'll have a game to put in it. No.
then they showed the new Avengers game that we didn't think we were going to get by showing a whole bunch of people that nobody associates with being in the Avengers.
Yeah, no, Spider-Man. And I don't want that. Take out Magneto.
Yep. Okay.
obligatory Splinter Cell stuff. Again, Rayman and Zombie. bunch of things and, nobody cares about, like the Just Dance stuff. And then, of course, the game everybody was talking about.
Oh, not Far Cry.
Watch Dogs.
No, yeah.
Well, let's talk about Watch Dogs. Any thoughts on that?
I want it.
Yeah.
I almost want that, and I can't get it. That looked really unique. I don't know how much of that was actual gameplay. Like, is there any way to not have the big traffic pile up in that scene, or is that the only outcome for that, a possible scenario?
Yeah, I hope this game allows you to not fire weapons. That would be great. Like, maybe you can put the option in, but, like, if you can complete everything with just kind of sneaking around, that would be cool.
They showed some pretty in-depth cover-based shooting. I don't think that's going to be an option. Looks like they put a lot of work into that.
Fine.
Well, it also looks like it's a multiple perspective story of some kind.
Right, that weird part at the end, there's all kinds of like other names going on, like multiplayer shift. Like I watched some hands-on stuff where they interviewed like the G4 people, and they basically just said that this is this guy's story, but they never touched on what happened at the end of that trailer, which confused
a lot of people. The whole trailer was you're this guy, and at the end you zoom out and they're talking about you,
and there's like
saying keep him alive for now.
Other names.
Yeah.
So it felt like GTA meets The Matrix to me.
Yeah, it felt like L.A. Noire meets The Matrix to me. And it's going to have like weird like walking around mechanics and things like that. But then all of a sudden, shooting. Okay.
And everything is hackable.
Right. You can learn some guy's HIV positive from his phone. Thanks. I'm sure he needed that broadcast to the world. She just got fired. No.
He's having an affair with the other person.
This is the person you want to talk to.
She's a single mom.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure I totally understand the game and the angle they're taking with it, but it looked neat. So
some sort of AI or whatever controlling Chicago, or anyway, something you can tap into that has access to like the Batman Return, Dark Knight sonar grid, whatever the hell. I mean, it's like everything is hackable. I guess was the what they kind of byline on that was.
Yes, and all information about anyone is online as well.
Right.
We'll see what everything means. To them,
right.
I guess.
Everything at least means traffic lights and cell phones.
The yep. Very least traffic lights and cell phones.
And medical records.
Yep, that's my definition of everything. Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
Everything you need.
Right.
Except
that's
computers.
It. Whatever. We don't need to hack computers. That's too much.
That's so 2005.
Yeah. All right. So, do we want to talk about Sony? Let's talk about Sony.
Let's do it.
Wonderbook.
Yep.
Now that that's out of the way, we don't have to talk about Wonderbook.
Yay.
So, I was really interested to see the company's Vita strategy going into this year's E3, and it seems like their Vita strategy is to just release the same stuff on the Vita that they are on the PS3 and nothing else.
Oh, and to focus on the Wonderbook for 20 minutes and it for 5.
Yeah, but I mean, like generally, like, oh, hey, PlayStation All-Stars is, hey, that's, guess what? It's also in the Vita. Great. Okay. Wonderful. Because
and a new Assassin's
multiplayer
Creed
party games should totally be on portable systems, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
That makes sense.
That's their best market.
Yep. But, you know, I don't know what they're doing with that system. But you know,
they should just give a bunch of money to XSEED, tell them put everything Falcom on it, and then do whatever they want for the rest of it.
Well, they don't need to give money to XSEED for the XSEED to do that. That's what they're doing already.
Well, they're doing it. Give them money so they can do it faster.
Fine. But the real debate out of the Sony press conference. Real Ellen Page or fake Ellen Page? Which is the better? Which is the better Ellen Page?
The one that doesn't talk.
So real Ellen Page. No, for people who are just totally bewildered by what I'm saying, Beyond Two Souls, the new game from Quantic Dream, was announced, and Ellen Page is doing the motion capture for the main character in that game. But for the like months leading up 2E3, as we learned things about The Last of Us, the little girl companion character, people kept saying looked like Ellen Page. So it was just amusing that actual Ellen Page was also there. I don't know. That was weird. But you know what? If that game's as good as Heavy Rain, I will buy it, and everybody else will be mad because they didn't like Heavy Rain as much as I did. But I thought it was it tried things, and I'm a sucker for that.
It looks really compelling, though. Looks really, really neat with the storytelling and the angle. And
right, but I don't know what it's about. What is that about?
That's the whole point, though, right? It's got they got a great hook. You know, you got this girl who is not talking, and a SWAT team rolls up. Like, really? Now you want to know what the story is, right? What's going on there?
Yeah, I mean that couldn't possibly be the beginning of the game, though. Like, I don't know. It
could be, and then the rest of it be flashbacky.
Yeah.
Well, it does say it takes place over 15 years of her life, so that's probably somewhere in the middle.
Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, I mean.
Or maybe it'll come out in 15 years.
I just love her, like, we got the superb acting of Ellen Page, and then they show, like, a 15-minute scene of this random guy talking. It's like, great.
Yeah, that was.
This is really good acting.
I was like, okay, when is she going to talk?
And nope.
They got her cheap, so she only thing she agreed to do was sit and stare. So
yeah
and since it was the beginning of the Sony conference, I was like, great, this is going to be just as awkward as the Ubisoft one was.
Nope. But yeah, I mean, Sony didn't really reveal that much. I mean, there's Beyond Two Souls, and there was Wonder Book, which was weird. But generally, it's just like, well, we're still working on PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. Well, we're still doing God of War Ascension. The Last of Us is pretty great when we showed it to you a couple months ago, right? Like, that was a lot of this year's event, I think. It was a lot of, hey, we still are going to release this game. And not a lot of information.
Yeah, and stuff. I'm actually a little less interested in Last of Us now than I was before E3.
That trailer
was not what I wanted to see out of it. Yeah. I wanted to see more about how they're going to interact with the environment and do stories and stuff, not how they're going to blow each other's brains out with people screaming.
Yeah. All right. I didn't watch the trailer or anything, but did they show the part like where you get attacked, like how the enemies react to your situation? Like if you pull out a gun, they'll recoil from you, and you click a couple of empty rounds because you're out of bullets, and like, aha, fresh meat, and they move in on you. And then like the Ellen Page girl picks up a brick and smashes one of them.
Well, she did. You did get tackled, and she stabbed the guy in the back, and then you took his shotgun away and blew his brains out.
Oh, they did do the empty round thing.
Yeah, I heard it was on the background IG4 on. They were talking about like when to do a hands-on thing where they react to the environment. So they did show up, just maybe not on the Sony press conference.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in the trailer that I saw. I think we've got up on the website. So.
Cool. But yeah, so you know, generally the actual briefings were kind of subpar this year, I think. But there were still some very good games. And so just to recap, I want just for fun, let's name our game of the show for each platform. And I would venture to say that we're going to have a lot of games, at least in contention, that were not even at the briefings at all. So let's go back one by one. 360, what was, like, the best game we saw?
Exclusive to 360.
Exclusive to 360 was Halo 4.
So either that or Gears of War Judgment, right? We didn't really talk about that, but I'm not really sure. Halo does not have a great track record from a single-player perspective, right? Mm. Strength is in multiplayer, whereas Gears kind of has both. So I love the Halo world, but I'm leaning more towards Judgment. Maybe an all-around better game at the end of the day.
Jeff, what are your thoughts?
I'd have to say Halo 4, but I think it's kind of hard to, since the two big games are Halo 4 and Gears.
Yeah.
It's really hard to see an early demo of Gears and an almost released demo of Halo 4 and compare them.
Yeah, that's fair. And a lot of, from what I can tell, the Gears Judgment multiplayer is going to just kind of iterate on Gears 3 multi. It's just like, oh, we're gonna like change a couple of the point mechanisms and things. So I guess I'd also side with Halo 4. It's a very non-enthusiastic vote, but yeah, Gears looks pretty good, but it seems like it's gonna be a Gears side story versus a flagship Halo. I think that kind of is the tiebreaker.
Sounds good.
Yep. All right. So let's move on to, you know what, just for the fun of it, before we move on to the systems that Nintendo actually cares about, let's name our game for the show for the Wii and the DS. Yeah.
Did they announce anything?
Yeah. No.
Lego Batman 2. There. That's not even that's multi-platform. We can't even.
XE did put out a lot of information. Not that we didn't have it on the last story, but that game still looks impressive.
Yep. And probably the last thing I buy. Well, yeah, probably will be the last thing I buy for that Wii unless something impressive comes out this summer. And we all know how lucky that is to happen.
But was there anything else that's still out there going on for the Wii at all?
That's exclusive? No, not that I can think of.
Yeah, okay.
Pandora's Tower is still sitting there.
No one's going to do that.
In La La Land.
Gone.
I don't want it, necessarily. I wanted the other two. I'm just saying it's still there. If
I think
they
we are
to.
More likely to get Captain Rainbow than Pandora's Tower. but okay, so the DS still has some games coming out, which is like weird. And Pokemon Conquest comes out next week.
Yeah.
So I say we give it to Pokemon Conquest.
Yes.
Done.
Okay, great.
That was stereo, Chris, for you guys.
Okay, so of the Wii U, what we've seen so far, like, favorite, best stuff?
P100, not close.
Agreed. It's hands down most innovative and kind of quirky-looking title, right? We knew Nintendo was going to bring out and go back to the big guns for all the launch titles that they could.
Yeah.
I think that one kind of shakes the mold. It's got some pizzazz. Could be neat.
Yeah.
I'm going with Lego City Undercover.
Mm. Okay.
Fair.
Jeff, thoughts?
P100s again.
Okay. Yeah, you know.
I can't wait till this game gets a real name.
P100 looks great. I will say that, for me, a close second was Rayman Legends, which was not announced for other platforms yet. It will probably see other versions, but
But not five player versions.
Maybe be able to use the class? I don't know.
Or maybe use the Vita.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch as everyone has that capability after this.
Smart glass.
Yeah. Project P100, pretty cool.
All right. Platinum is back in the saddle for that.
Yeah. And okay, so 3DS.
Paper Mario?
Paper Mario.
I know. Like, the thing is, like, Luigi's Sean and Mansion, I think we were like, looking. I think Sean and I were really, really looking forward to Paper Mario, but at this point, after a couple years, it's like, yeah, Paper Mario. Fine, I guess.
I just wanted to see more from them than just something. We didn't see anything that we didn't already know was coming.
Yeah.
Okay, can I cast my vote for Virtue's Last Reward? I don't even know if Atlas mentioned it at all, but can I cast my vote for that?
Sure.
That may be what finally gets me the system.
Yeah.
That's the sequel to 999, right?
Yeah.
That is impressive. They have Theatrhythm is coming out that seems pretty cool.
Different.
Yes, I'll be getting that.
I'm
not a Final Fantasy crazy person, no.
I'm not either. In fact, I'm really not. You kind of are, but I don't care about any Final Fantasy games, but that seems like a cool rhythm game. So
my experience with it stopped at 6, so I've like only half invested in that game now.
Yeah.
Because although I did just pick up the After Years and WiiWare since I was bored.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd be bored with what the Wii has to offer.
Really, I know it's. I
There's
somehow.
So much stuff.
I finished Xenoblade finally after 160 hours, and there was just void.
Are you gonna replay Pikmin 2 now? Came out this week.
I can't replay Pikmin 2 if I didn't play Pikmin 2.
Ah, okay. Are you gonna play Pikmin 2?
I am going to play Pikmin 2.
Yeah.
No, this week I'm getting.
I picked
this week
it up,
I'm going
to play it.
Pokemon Samurai World.
Yes, that is. It's next week though.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's like
this week is Gravity Rush.
Hi.
Whoa, totally forgot about that game. But yeah, so
Andrew's not here, someone has to mention it.
Sure. So do we have a consensus on the 3DS?
I guess it's Paper Mario.
So, nobody's
interested in Mario Coingasm, so.
Yeah, It just doesn't seem like it will be as good as the other new Super Mario Brothers, even if it's almost as good, and I might play it. But, like, I don't really want a score attack game. So
it feels like a secondary version.
Yeah, it really does. But, all right. So,
PS3, you guys.
PS3. Yeah, let's do the PS3.
Wonderbook.
Sean, you're fired.
Dang it. I thought Graham was going to be the one that ended up doing that.
Give that man a pay cut. Oh, wait.
I have I've shown restraint, but I got to bend to his wishes. You're fired. So, yeah. No. That's tough. I think Beyond Two Souls was the most impressive looking. I will probably play the most of PlayStation All-Stars because I'm a sucker for that, but...
And God of War 3 will sell. Or God of War Ascension will sell the most. So that's your three right there.
The Vita compatible DLC for Little Big Planet 2. Can we give that the award? So your thoughts?
You know, I'm almost half serious with my Wonder Book after hearing all the other options.
You know, the sad thing is that's the most creative thing they did.
Sports Champions 2. No, I don't care about Sports Champions 2. Yeah,
I don't know. I'm feeling like Beyond does it for me. I mean,
yeah. I would say All Stars Battle Royale, but it
doesn't
the
look
gameplay,
very good.
It didn't look very good.
Yeah, I mean, I'll play it. It's not gonna be very good, but I'll play it.
I don't know. I just don't really.
Karting, if the load times are below 3 minutes, then that'd be great.
Yeah,
but yeah, Beyond looks cool. I want it to succeed. Yep,
I think that's the one.
All right, Vita.
Did we here's see the anything?
Here's the thing. There's other than three, the new Assassin's three Creed, really. I don't know. That seems like it's just not going to be as good as the larger versions. But you know, I'm not a big series fan.
It's got a female protagonist.
That makes no difference at all. Like it's nice that they do that, but I don't think it doesn't make it a better or worse game. There were three to me really interesting Vita games that they talked a lot about this time. None of them were shown at the event, but New Little King Story is coming over and Konami's bringing it, and I like the original Little King Story, but this seems to fix the things I didn't like about it. So, yep. For some reason, they're bringing over Hatsune Miku, which is ridiculous. But, you know, for those of you who don't know, and I don't blame you, it's like a virtual Japanese pop star thing. They've had a whole bunch of games in the PSP, but basically the game's just like a silly rhythm game, so I'll want it. And then Xseed is bringing over Orgarhythm, which seems like an interesting, like, Pikmin-esque, but then with rhythm to it kind of game, where, like, maybe half Pikmin.
It sounds like that's the battle ogre battle equivalent to Theatrhythm.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Yeah. But
they did
mention
Sound Shapes. Does that count?
See, but now Sound Shapes is coming out. It's a universal thing for the PS3, which I love it. That's great.
That's true.
But, you know, this year didn't make me more excited to play it on a Vita. But, you know, did anybody see anything they liked on the Vita besides me?
My Vita game of show is Trails in the Sky 2.
Was that at the show?
No, but it's coming on the Vita.
Take them where you can get them.
I think it has to be in some capacity shown or talked about this week at the show.
Was Xseed there?
Yes.
Then that's close enough for me.
Okay.
They might have mentioned it to someone.
No other thoughts from anyone about. Okay.
If they mentioned it to someone, it counts, right?
Sure.
Fine. Yeah. Well, if we have no other votes, then I am throwing it to the New Little King Story because that's cool. And Konami is putting out something that I care about, which hasn't happened in years. You know, Xseed brought us the first one. Like, I'm trying to remember the last Konami game I was excited about. I don't know. But, okay. So, was that... We've been through everything? Wait, no.
Everything
no.
But We didn't do PC and we didn't do multi-platform.
Yeah, let's do PC real quick. Anything PC interesting that was talked about at this show?
Not that I'm going to get it, but the new SimCity looked interesting.
You're right, yes. Yeah.
SimCity.
Yeah. They're just like calling it neighbors SimCity. Yeah. Not SimCity Social, not the Facebook one? You weren't impressed by the Facebook one?
No.
I was more impressed by Magic actually... Social.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I guess who the Ratchet and Clank, a Naughty Dog?
Yes. Insomniac.
Insomniac.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So no, it's not them. Well, maybe it is. I forget who, but it's one of the, either the Ratchet and Clank, the Jak and Daxter guys, I guess, are working on like a Facebook RPG, Outernauts, I think it was called, that I caught on G4 real quick. And that's all I saw.
Yeah,
that
that's Insomniac. That's Insomniac.
Is Insomniac? All right.
Yeah. Which was, they're working on that and they're working on Overstrike, but we didn't hear about that this year. We heard about that last year at the EA conference. They're like, hey, we're making this game. It looks pretty cool. Oh, then we're not going to talk about it for a while. Thanks.
I just realized we didn't talk about EA's conference.
We don't really need to. Okay. They didn't say anything to.
Yeah, it's Need for Speed, Madden.
Won't you please play the Old Republic? We'll make it free for a while. How about that? We'll give you free content. You want it? Please come play our game. Sincerely, EA. Okay, we covered it.
Sports.
Hey, we brought athletes here. Why? I don't know. We brought athletes. Great.
We can't stand hanging around you nerds all day.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, so SimCity looks pretty good. Is that really it? That's kind of.
I think that was the only PC game except for Old Republic.
That and some miscellaneous shooters, I think.
Yeah,
which usually end up on a console anyway.
Right. Yeah. There was some one set in Russia I saw. I guess a sequel to something.
Metro.
Hey, now, technically Watch Dogs. They said they weren't officially announcing platforms for it, but this was running on PC.
Yeah.
They did announce it afterwards.
Well, they indicated the things PS3. They were thinking about, but there was no official announcement on that. But
okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so let's talk about multi-platform games.
Hey, maybe they'll put it on Wii U so Chris can play it.
That'd
maybe
be nice.
They'll put it on the DS.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. All right.
Watch Dogs, multi-platform the 64
is multi-platform. Assassin's Creed 3, and then a bunch of other things, right?
Yeah. I'm personally still really excited for XCOM: Enemy Unknown. Yep.
Was that even there?
Yep. I mean, not at any of the conferences, but yeah.
Yeah, Take-Two tends to be very quiet about everything lately.
Yeah.
So I didn't even hear anything about it.
Yep, so that game is there, and they showed off more of it, and looks great. Let's see. I'm going to say Borderlands 2 out loud.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So I'm about to drop the $150 on that silly, dumb chest.
If you can find it.
They're trying to make back all the money they didn't make in Duke Nukem Forever, so.
Yep.
Yeah. They'll do it, too. I'm just trying to think, like, what else was really...
This Splinter Cell multi-platform?
It is.
It is.
I was not that impressed with that game, though.
Yeah. I've never been, so that's irrelevant. Just something I'm going through our coverage and seeing what was mentched.
Yeah, I'm just thinking through.
I'm thinking it's basically just Assassin's Creed 3, like, everywhere.
I mean, Dawn Guard...
Right? I don't think expansions can win game of show.
Well,
for multi-platform.
I mean, we could just give it straight up to Civ 5 Gods and Kings on the PC.
Just Dance 4 is multi-platform, right? Isn't that on like Kinect and Wii U?
If we ever give anything to Dance 4, I will immediately resign. No. No.
How about Far Cry 3? That's multi-platform, right?
Yeah, it should be PC, 360. Yeah.
Hey, you can hate me all you want. I've already been fired.
It's true. I have no control over that. You know, I'm sorry. Wasn't my decision. But yeah, you know, this year was. I don't know.
What if they threw an E3 and nobody cared?
Well, we found out.
That just happens.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there were a couple. There were a couple good things. There have been E3s this bad in the past.
And yes.
Yeah.
And this was basically Nintendo's show as far as the only people bringing anything new to the table. And they kind of fumbled it a little bit.
Yeah, they dropped the ball on that. They held three different events, and then they didn't have enough to fill one.
I think.
So why?
What really happened was nobody won E3. Nintendo lost E3.
Yeah.
I think Ubisoft won E3.
Ubisoft won it.
Just that.
At the last second, just with Watch Dogs.
But
yes, everyone was like, this is horrible. And then Watch Dogs comes on. Okay, you guys won.
Fine.
It just hurts.
You have a game.
It hurts to admit it after watching that presentation.
It does.
Yeah.
It really hurts to say anything good about it.
Can we give it to XSEED? Can we say XSEED 1E3?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm good with that.
I'd say Ignition 1E3, but they don't exist anymore. So they didn't win.
Well, to be fair, for this E3, that may be enough.
Yeah.
the best way to win this E3 was to not show up.
Yep.
Ouch.
E3 War Games?
We thought that Assassin's Creed, Rayman, Zombie U, Far Cry, Watch Dogs, I think they came with the most stuff.
Yeah, and like the most good stuff, because like usually, I mean, Ubisoft has done this before with like a system launch. Oh, we're gonna release 9 games. In fact, they kind of did it with the 3DS.
Yeah, they had, I think, six
or something. Eight. But yeah, for the Wii U, they have a lot of games, and the thing is, some of them are good. Rayman looks pretty good. Zombie U, even though I don't like zombie games, looks pretty good. Like, you know, sure. Yeah. Yeah,
and then they're filling their quota of bad games with, you know, Your Fit Wii U.
And what was that sports one they were making?
Sports, it's sports something.
Sports something.
Sports U. U Sports.
That, just in
case. Yeah.
Yep.
But there was definitely more good than bad out of that.
Yeah. I mean, Ubisoft. Nice. Good job.
Now, work on your presenters next year.
Don't have presenters next year.
Yeah, just show no one on
show
stage.
Trailers. And none of them be Far Cry 3.
I will say though,
good.
I'm not sure which is worse as far as presenters go. Is it the people like the Nintendo Treehouse guys translating for the Japanese that's going on from Miyamoto and the other guys, or is it all the French Canadians coming out of Ubisoft they all sound kind of the same? It's like they're speaking a slightly different language, but not quite.
Yeah, you know, I don't dislike the Treehouse guys. They're all right. Bill Trennan's a good guy.
One guy that one of the Nintendo Land guys was talking about how the Pac-Man versus Ghost thing worked. The Luigi's Mansion minigames. Like,
yeah.
Oh, and Flash 8 ran out of battery. You can't shine the light. Yeah, we know how flashlights work. Thank you. That's...
Yeah, that was even worse than the Wednesday night thing where they were like, and if you need health, you can smash barrels. Like, thanks. Thanks for this like, innovative new feature of barrel smashing in the world of video games.
Lost in translation at some point in some of those events.
Yeah,
that was English.
Right.
That was War Inspector.
The 3DS show, the bonus 3DS show, had a little too much time for each game.
It had so no information.
They just started tutorializing the demo they were playing through.
They said a little bit about Paper Mario we didn't know before. And they gave away that New Super Mario Bros. 2 could be played two-player throughout the game. But that was it. Then it was just like, here's trailers we already released. Great. Yeah. What are we doing here?
I think EA's format was probably the best. They're just like, yeah, we have like 10 games here. We're just going to show them one after the other with a couple minutes in between.
So they did talk about EA Sports Football Club. So.
Oh, yeah. Obligatory NFL player.
Yeah, well, I mean, like they just don't need to talk about FIFA at E3. Just make a big deal of it at Gamescom.
Yeah,
don't bring it to E3. It's not necessary.
Yeah, that's the game that should be shown at Gamescom because I think the Gamescom audience is
it'll
much
be like
more
game of show at Gamescom, game. But no one cares. I mean, you can even show FIFA, but like showing that whole like look, all of your FIFA apps work together in Football Club to is like okay, stop.
It's like great, but we don't have any of those things.
Maybe Americans will play one FIFA game. We won't play 7 FIFA games at once. Just won't do it. That's not us. That's the rest of the world. I don't blame the rest of the world. I kind of like it, but like, that's not something you need to spend time at.
Yeah, I mean, I can sort of understand because E3 does attract international coverage, But
it does.
But they could also be showing that to someone from Europe specifically.
Yep. And they could have instead shown us more about Overstrike, say, like anything. Or what else could EA be doing? They could have shown a little bit of NBA Live, because that's coming back, and that's kind of news that they're bringing basketball back. Hey, guys, we're releasing another FIFA game.
That yet.
Just in case it doesn't release again.
Yeah. They're like, let's not tell people too much, just in case we decide to abort it again.
We don't want people to realize that we stopped making that game and tried to make another game. No, whatever. Live games
again.
Come out, whatever. Oh, you mean you didn't play NBA Live 12? Why? Nah, anyway. All right. So, yep. So, you know what? Let's wrap this up. But let's close with each of us saying like the thing that impressed us the most about this year's show, from this year's show. What was like the most intriguing thing? And we'll start with you, Sean.
The most intriguing thing was that Ubisoft thought that their conference would be good. the presenters, that is.
Fine.
But the game related thing would be Watch Dogs.
Okay, sure, Watch Dogs. All right, Chris, and then Chris.
Why do you do this? I still have to say P100.
Okay.
Only because there's a good chance I'm not going to be able to play Watch Dogs.
Fair.
And I'm still not sold on exactly what it looked good, but I'm still not sold exactly what was going on in that thing.
Yeah.
But P100. Like I said, it's good to see Platinum Games back in the saddle. They tapped into their Beautiful Joe past to give us some more superhero nonsense. And
yep.
I mean, I'm not wild about having to take my hand off the buttons to draw things on the touchscreen to do whatever shapes I need to do, but I'm sure I'll get used to that.
Yeah, as long as that's not all the time.
Well, you've been doing it for the DS for like 6 years, right?
Generally, no. Whenever I use the touchscreen, I don't need the buttons on the DS, and vice versa.
Alright.
So I'm kind of torn between Beyond Two Souls and Watch Dogs.
Okay.
Neither of those games really gave us enough to be able to make a determination, but
right. What
I think
it
they
is,
were the
yeah.
most they were the most compelling teasers, right? That kind of hooked me a little bit, right? I want to know more about those games.
Yeah.
The rest of them, we kind of know what we're getting. You know, Halo, Gears of War, yeah, those are probably going to be pretty entertaining if that kind of game's your thing, but
Well, that may be because Beyond and Watch Dogs didn't have a 2, 3, or 4 at the end of them.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, Jeff. Favorite thing?
Watch Dogs.
Okay. So yeah, thing was Fire Emblem Awakening is going to come to the U.S. That's all we know. Well, actually, we know Treehouse is doing the localization. So yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I guess
soon
our
as
game
that
of shows
conference
Watch Dogs.
Ended.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, game of the show, Watch Dogs. Somehow, we only know like two things about it, but they're
right,
pretty good.
It got shown in a major way, as opposed to everything else that we've been talking about, like P100 or other things. Just kind of shown after the fact, and oh yeah, by the way, here's some other stuff.
Yeah, all right.
Especially Fire Emblem.
Showcase something that we showcased. Something that deserved to be showcased.
Yeah,
especially Fire Emblem, which was
not
casual
shown.
Mentioned by Reggie.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, it's in your press kit. No, Reggie, it's not in a press kit. Oh, no, it's in there. Yeah. All right. Let's call it. For Jeff, Sean, Chris, and Chris, I'm Graham. See you in 2 weeks.
Thanks for listening to the Snack Bar Games Podcast. Follow us on the web at snackbar-games.com or on Twitter at snackbargames.